Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey everyone, welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we're not experts.
We're just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums. Hello.
Hello. I had a giant cup of coffee, and so I'm starting to come down from that high.
You don't normally drink coffee.
I don't. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, and I made the decision in kind of a tired panic, and then I immediately regretted it.
I know you didn't get a lot of sleep last night because you emailed me at 12:30, and I was like, what's Kate doing emailing me at 12:30? I was only up because
and why were you up?
I flew back from Austin last night, and I took a late flight, and my flight landed at a little before midnight, so I was driving home. And I saw an email come in from Kate Spencer, and I was like, what is she doing up?
I'm kind of in a stretched too thin time of my life. And I was at a friend's event last night. Then I had to go to the grocery store. I had to buy cupcakes for one of my kids' birthdays. And then I was there. And then I bought groceries. And then I had to put away the groceries. And then I had to do some work. And then I also had to do the dishes, you know, that kind of thing, where then all of a sudden it was 12. And I was like, well, I could just stay up for another hour and keep doing more things. Then I had to rub my dog's belly for a little while because she really likes that. That feels good. That's kind of a self-care thing for me, to smell my dog's stomach and rub her belly. Don't you like the weird smells on your dog?
I like to rub my dog's belly.
Okay, all right, I'm out. I'm alone on the smells.
I mean, sometimes he smells really doggy.
Yeah, I like that.
And sometimes I'm like, oh, he needs a bath.
It's kind of like when you smell someone's BO and it's like kind of
earthy.
Yeah, and you kind of like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But anyway, here we are.
Here we are.
Just want a friendly reminder, we have a voicemail.
Oh, we sure do.
And people are using it. It's a really amazing. Thank you so much for all the messages. We're listening to them. We appreciate the recommendations and all the things people are chatting about. That number is 781-591-0390. And you can also leave us a question, and we'll be answering those on our mini episode as much as we can.
Yeah. If you haven't listened to our mini episodes, please do, because we play voicemails.
Yeah. And read listener questions or comments. And it's been really fun.
The other thing you can do is sign up for our monthly newsletter. We are lining up some great giveaways for April. So
Dori is on top of the giveaway game.
Want to get in on that. Look, I love a giveaway.
I do too, actually.
Even if I'm not eligible to win, I love a giveaway.
I do a lot of entering on Instagram, so I'm on board.
And you can do that on our website, forever35podcast.com. You can also join our Facebook group. It's facebook.com/group/forever35podcast. We have a bunch of offshoot groups now.
Yeah, secret password, serums.
Serums. So do that. And if you like the show, just leave us a review.
Yep, and a friendly reminder, every product that's mentioned on the podcast, you can find on our website, forever35podcast.com. And you can follow us on Instagram, forever35podcast, and on Twitter at forever35pod.
That is all true.
I'm doing a lot of deep breathing, but I've had to do that over the past few days. Like, take a minute and just be like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm in it. I've got it. It's okay.
Is the podcast causing you stress?
No, it's
because that would be ironic. Our self-care podcast is really stressing you out.
Oh, shit. Look at how that worked out. No, you know what? I've been doing this thing where if I'm not writing down all the things I have to do and then they just keep popping up into my brain and then I panic and I need to get them all out, and that helps me feel more in control. But, you know, I don't know if it's my, like, kind of obsessive compulsive behavior or what, but sometimes I almost sabotage myself. And I've just been noticing the past couple of weeks I've been doing that. I haven't been kind of putting in, like, the best practices that I know work for myself to kind of stay functioning and stay on top of everything I need to get done and kind of and give myself, like, better quality of day-to-day living.
Yeah.
Now that I think of it, I feel like I have kind of been sabotaged. I don't know why. I'll talk about it with my therapist tomorrow. But I, you know, there's something going on. So I don't know what it is, but I'm just feel kind of like I'm constantly playing catch up in some way right now. And yesterday I had an hour while my children were in a class and I had to get something done for one of their parent groups that I'm a part of at their schools. And I just took an hour and I went to Starbucks and I had a peach chamomile tea. And I wanted to get caffeine so badly because I was like, the caffeine will keep me going. But instead I was like, no, what I really need is to calm down. I don't need to ramp it up. That's going to make me feel worse.
Yeah.
So I just had this chamomile tea and I sat at a table and I got an hour's worth of stuff done. And it felt like I actually implemented something that was good for me.
Oh, good. Okay.
But sometimes that's hard to make a choice.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Especially consciously taking yourself out of that cycle.
Yes, because sometimes
really tough.
The destructive cycle feels good in a way. I don't know what it is. But
well,
do you know what I mean?
It feels familiar.
That's it. Like, you're like, this is the way I'm supposed to spiral.
Yeah. I mean, A couple weeks ago, I was on my way to a spin class and I went to the drive-through Starbucks near my house.
Yum.
And the line wasn't that long. So I was like, oh, I definitely have enough time. And then someone must have ordered like 50 Frappuccinos because the line just stopped moving. And once you're in the drive-through line and someone pulls up behind you, like, you're in the drive-through line.
Yeah,
and that's
you're stuck
it.
There.
You're stuck there. And I started getting really agitated and I was like, oh no, I'm not going to make it to class on time. And I just was like, why aren't they moving? Why aren't they going? And then I was like, oh, this is always how I used to feel because I never left myself enough time. But now I'm conscious of this feeling because I don't feel it as much anymore because I'm doing better about leaving enough time. And I was like, this was the feeling that I always like went back to. It was a sort of safe feeling.
It's hard to break those those cycles.
And then I was like, this is not a good feeling. I don't like feeling this way. I'm not going to do this again.
I mean, it sounds silly, but that's what you just described is how I am with coffee. I know that's so dumb. Coffee is just a drink, but it triggers a heart racing. It triggers a really physical reaction to me that then triggers my anxiety and panic. And I know that. And I've had to really work hard to take that trigger out of my life so that my anxiety is managed a little bit better. But sometimes I'm like, I want to feel, I don't know. You know what I mean? You almost want to return to that, the thing that you didn't like the way it felt.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like you didn't want to return to that in the Starbucks line.
Well, I came to the realization that I didn't want to.
Yeah.
But it was a like, oh, this feels familiar. This is how I am. And then I was like, no.
It's not.
This is not how I am anymore.
Well, defining ourselves by those stories, we, you know, giving ourselves these defining characteristics is, and then being like, you know, no, I don't have to.
Totally.
That's not who I am.
Yep.
I can be different. Also, did you make it to spin class?
I did.
Okay, good.
Finally, 50 Frappuccino.
They loaded up
car.
Their trunk.
Yeah, no, it was like, and it was like a huge like Escalade or something.
Well,
with
there
like,
were a lot of people inside.
And I could see like 8 people in the car. And I was like, what is happening? Also, I feel like that is poor drive-through form. to be perfectly honest.
Wow, I didn't know there was drive-through etiquette.
You know what? I didn't either until just this second, and I have decided that it's a little rude to over-order at the drive-through.
Everybody pay attention. Dory is laying down the law.
I'm just saying. But no, I did make it to class on time, although I was rushed.
Yeah, it's a gruff
feeling.
Like,
I had to kind of, like, run in, and I don't like that feeling either. So, you know.
Speaking of changes that we're making to our habits, how is your office?
I have good news and bad news.
Oh, interesting. What do we do first? Let's do the bad news first.
The bad news is I'm not done.
Okay. That's
and
okay.
My office is still not really functional. The good news is it's a lot better.
That's great news.
Thank you. And I cleared everything out. On the last episode, I was talking about how there was a big bin that just said Dory's memorabilia. I cleared out that bin. I cleared everything out
and went through everything.
And I tossed a bunch of stuff. Oof. I put a bunch of stuff in a file cabinet. Like, I really went through everything. And then I went to our favorite place, the Container Store. I made sure to measure before I went.
Oh, can I say that's such a great rule, because I'm sure you've done the thing where you don't measure.
You go to the
Container Store.
This will fit. This looks right.
I'll spend too much money on this moss-colored bin.
Totally.
And then you get home, doesn't fit, and then do you forget to return it like I do?
No.
Or you go back. You make the commitment.
I do go back. But I'll tell you, like, I walked in and I was like, oh, this would be perfect for my stationery. And then I was like, you know what? Good thing I measured the shelf, because it's actually not that deep.
Yeah.
So I ended up with a different thing. And so I got a little drawer unit to put all my stationery in. And I labeled everything. And then I got this, like, narrow bookshelf. We have the same one in our kitchen, and it holds cookbooks, because there's, like, a lot of weird narrow spaces in our house. And it fits right next to my file cabinet.
Good.
And I put books on it, and then I got bins for gift supplies, like gift tags and ribbon and stuff.
Oh, wow. You're going deep into the organizing. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
And then a bin for mailing supplies. And I got a shoe rack for the bottom, because it basically serves as shelves, and I put some more stuff on there.
Before you did this, were all these things just kind of out, mixed together? Like, what was it, just all a big mess of things on the floor?
So the stationery was all shoved in a drawer in a side table that was, like, hard to access because it was so full and everything was just jumbled. The mailing supplies were in a pile on the floor. The gift supplies were somewhere in the drawer with the stationery. Some, like, there was gift wrap just, like, shoved in the corner. I got this, like, special gift wrapped bag at the Container Store, and I put all the rolls of gift wrap in.
I bought that earlier this year.
It's the best.
I felt like a, I don't know, like a cartoon character,
yeah.
But it is the
best. It's so good.
Best, yeah.
And it was, like, $6.99 or something. The books were all in piles on the floor. So all of that is a huge improvement.
Yeah, that's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. So there's a little bit more I have to do. I also have 3 bags of stuff I'm donating right after this podcast that's in my car. And then I want to actually sell some of the furniture in the room, because I don't like how it's laid out, and I don't think the furniture actually fits the room. And I'm going to get some new furniture. So, you know,
I do think, like, when we decide to purge a space, it feels like it needs to all happen in a day. But it is it's a step-by-step process. Like, first you have to get rid of the things. Then you have to measure. Then
yes.
You have to put the other things away. Then you can look around and say, like, what works in here? What doesn't work for me? What can I move out? You know, it's a longer process than just, like, here I go, everything's gone.
Yeah. And also, because I did have a lot of stuff shoved in drawers that made no sense, I had more stuff than I sort of realized.
Yeah.
And the closet was just, like, a disaster. So now I'm actually using the closet in a way that helps. So that's been really nice. So
balance and order to your life.
Yeah, I do feel like I turned a corner.
That's a good place to be.
Thank you. It helped that my husband was like, I don't think you're going to be done with your office until May. And I was like, what? And then he was like, yeah, I mean, like, I think he was kind of saying it to like light a fire under my ass.
And
but
it worked
because I was like, oh,
May.
Yeah. I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, it was in like a state of complete disarray for like a solid week. He's like, you haven't done anything on it for like a week. And I was like, because I'm just overwhelmed. It's too much.
Well, you know what? You showed him.
I sure did.
And that should motivate all of us.
Yeah.
To show the other person or persons in our lives.
Yeah. Get out that label maker and just go to town.
Oh, I love a good label maker.
Right?
Yeah. I bought a new water bottle and I almost put my name on it.
I would have approved.
I don't know why. I was like, we all know whose it is in this house.
Yeah, but
I'm not going to lose it at school.
I mean, you never know. I lose water bottles a lot.
Maybe I'll do that when I get home today.
Okay, I think you should. I think we're going to pause now for a word from our sponsor.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. All right, we're back.
We're back. We're holding products.
We got products. We hadn't talked about products in a while.
Oh, we like them.
Yeah, we do.
And you know what? I did an Instagram story on the Forever 35 Instagram about my L'Oreal mascara.
Kate, that Instagram story set Instagram on fire.
It did. Instagram didn't know what hit it. It was my lashes. And I wanted to talk about, we're doing a little high-low product review.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to talk about L'Oreal mascara.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because what I did was, I had a Dior show mascara.
Mm-hmm. Which I like.
Which is your scara of choice.
Sure is. Maskies.
Maskies. You know, all the kids are calling it maskies. And so I bought it, and I wanted to try it against what I normally use, which is the L'Oreal. And I have three different L'Oreals in my hand. Telescopic, the most recent one I bought, which is L'Oreal Voluminous Hydrafuge. Mm. And then I also have Voluminous Million Lashes.
Okay.
And people were also recommending Lash Boost in response to the stories. I got a lot of other L'Oreal mascara recs.
Got it.
So look, I'm a big freaking fan of this L'Oreal mascara.
People were going nuts for it.
It looked better than the Dior show.
Yeah.
Which is double to triple the price.
Yeah.
And I find this mascara makes my lashes long, mm-hmm. not clumpy,
mm-hmm.
nice, dark black. I only wear black mascara,
mm-hmm.
but I like it, kind of gives it a nice pop.
Mm.
And it doesn't smudge and it doesn't fade throughout the day.
It's a dream.
It's been really.
Is it waterproof?
So the telescopic one that I have is not.
Okay.
And I will kind of towards the end of the day maybe get a couple like flakes from that.
Mm-hmm.
And the other two that I have, the Voluminous and the Million Lashes, are waterproof, which
okay.
tends to be what my choice because I rub my eyes a lot. I wear contact
okay.
lenses, so often I end up with the dark mascara smudges. But I tell you what, man, L'Oreal mascara, it's like this. I always bought Maybelline, or occasionally I'd get suckered into a fancy one at Sephora. But I've kind of switched over to L'Oreal. Now, there's one caveat.
Tell me.
I have been learning more about cruelty-free products.
Yes.
I have to admit, and I'm not proud of this, I kind of didn't really know much. And
yeah.
I would just like look at the back, and if the product's like cruelty free, I'm like, great.
Yeah, it was like a bonus.
Yeah,
yeah.
Put it in the bag. And a lot of listeners have reached out about cruelty free.
Mm-hmm.
The Giorgio Armani is not cruelty free.
Mm.
And it's kind of made me rethink. I need to do a lot more research.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone has recommendations about kind of where to begin, please hit me up because I feel like I've been purposely ignorant.
Okay. So, Kate, there's an app
okay.
called Think Dirty.
Great.
That will tell you whether a beauty product is safe to use. And they'll tell you like all the bad stuff that's in it. And they'll also tell you if it's cruelty free.
Okay, great. I'm gonna download that because I was on a website recently called crueltyfreekitty.com, which was very helpful.
Yeah.
And I might not be getting this exactly right, but what I understand about L'Oreal is that they sell products in China, and China legally requires companies to test on products on animals.
That is correct.
If they want to sell the products in China.
That is correct.
So because of that, L'Oreal is not considered cruelty-free.
Right.
And so I'm now rethinking I kind of need to go through all my products because, again, I feel like I've been like, you know, willfully ignorant of like,
mm-hmm.
oh, this is, I see this little rabbit on the back of this product. It must mean, you know, there's a cruelty-free
totally.
symbol, but I haven't
with you.
Dug into what that actually means.
Yeah.
So it's been good for me to think more about, and I'm making that pledge here on the podcast to really examine that more.
I love that.
But for now, this L'Oreal mascara is my low product.
Okay.
I do love it, but am I going to stop using it? Maybe. I need to do a little more learning.
Maybe just finish the tube
okay.
and then
move on.
Move on.
If someone has a great cruelty-free mascara recommendation, I would love to hear it.
Yeah.
I will say my high product
yes.
is this RMS Eye Polish in shade Solar. This was, I've never heard of RMS until a few years ago when a natural makeup artist recommended their beauty line. and I bought a bunch of their products.
Mm.
And this, and I love all of them, but this is the thing I've bought twice.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah. It's a beautiful, their eye polish, it's kind of creamy.
Mm.
It goes on nice and smooth, and I love this, the solar, this color is just, I get compliments on it all the time. I'm handing it over to Dory.
Thank you. Oh, that's very pretty.
It's pretty, right?
Yeah, it's got like just a touch of shimmer.
It's very shimmery, but not in an obnoxious way.
Right.
So the RMS eye polish, it's $28 at Sephora.
Okay.
For a jar. This jar, I should say, I'm also the person who uses a jar of makeup for 3 years. You need to decide if you're that person because that's not what is recommended, but I kind of go that route, which I realize.
And your eyes haven't fallen off.
Not yet.
Yeah.
They could.
Okay.
But, you know, that's higher for a little tiny thing of an eye color in my budgetary world. But I will tell you, it's worth it. And RMS is cruelty-free.
Great.
So I felt I'm at least I'm balancing it out. But I love their products. If you're looking for kind of non-toxic beauty products for your skin, they're great.
I love it.
I love everything I've tried from their line. Maybe I should try their mascara.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll go that. Maybe that's what we've solved.
I think we
Why
just
haven't
solved
I made that,
that
leap? But yes. So anyway, I highly, 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 highly recommend this thing. And you can just like whip it on for a little pop of color, even if you're not doing anything else to your face.
Oh, I'm going to get some.
Okay. I'm not wearing it right now.
Okay.
So I don't look as beautiful.
Yeah, no, I get that. You still look beautiful.
I'm vibrant no matter what.
Yeah, but exactly.
This would give me an extra pizzazz.
An extra zhuzh.
What do you have over there?
So my high-low is a little bit more along the lines of your mascara comparison. It's a comparison of two products that are the same thing. One is expensive and one is not.
And you have brought in something from The Ordinary, which so many people have asked us to
talk about. I have brought in something from The Ordinary. This is true. So The Ordinary is a Canadian skincare line, and their whole thing is that everything is very inexpensive, but it's still very high quality. They're owned by a company called Deciem that also has a bunch of other lines. Now, they have recently had some controversy. I actually wrote about it in, I think it was actually my last story for BuzzFeed before I left. Their founder and CEO put up some bizarre Instagram posts that led a lot of people to wonder kind of what was going on there. And then a few weeks later, he fired his co-CEO and the, I think it was the CFO, he fired as well, and kind of for being like disloyal. So, you know, I don't know him personally. He seems like a genius who maybe shouldn't be running a company.
And the behavior in the comments led some people to publicly, like some beauty influencers publicly
say they're not using The Ordinary anymore.
Yeah.
I had actually bought, I'd put in an order with The Ordinary like a week before this all happened. And I was like, oh, of course. So I don't know. The jury is still out for me on them. Like they are cruelty-free. They kind of espouse a lot of the right things in terms of how they create their products. But the founder doesn't seem like a great person, and the way he's also like attacked people who comment on their Instagram strikes me as very immature and weird.
Yeah.
Also, they have a minority investment from Estee Lauder, which is not a cruelty-free company.
Interesting.
So, you know, that is just something to keep in mind. So anyway, the two products that I have in front of me today are the Ordinary's 100% cold press virgin marula oil and the Drunk Elephant virgin marula luxury facial oil.
So two marula oils
two marula oils stand in front of you. Exactly.
Who are you going to give the rose to, Dory?
Well, let me just give you a little bit more background.
Okay.
Drunk Elephant, which is also a cruelty-free company, they've also had a little bit of controversy lately.
Yeah.
So their founder made a comment along the lines of like, if you start breaking out after using our products, it's because of the other products that you're using.
I mean, come on.
And people were like, huh.
Convenient excuse.
Yeah. So, you know, I think this also gets into other kind of bigger existential questions about, like, what do we expect from the companies that we give our money to? And I was listening to an interesting episode of Call Your Girlfriend this week called Millennial Pinkwashing that I highly recommend. And they touch on some of these questions. Anyway, point being, neither of these companies is perfect, apparently. But the Drunk Elephant Virgin Marula oil is $72 for 1 ounce.
Yay.
Or $40 for half an ounce. I got it as part of this Night Bright duo on Sephora, which was $28 for 0.27 ounces of oil and 0.27 ounces of their TLC Framboise Glycolic Night Serum.
So you have little travel ones, basically.
So I have little travel ones. And the ingredients say that it's 100% unrefined Sclerocrya Berea Marula Kernel Oil.
What's a marula?
I don't know. It's supposed to have a lot of benefits, Kate. And the Drunk Elephant one is 1 ounce.
Okay. You mean the ordinary one?
Sorry. The ordinary one is 1 ounce and it costs $9.90.
Dore marula oil is extracted from the kernels of the fruits of the marula tree.
Oh, well, that clears it up.
So wait, how much was the Drunk Elephant?
The ordinary is $9.90.
Versus
$72 for the same amount.
The choice is clear just on that.
So basically, in my mind, the Drunk Elephant would have to basically give me a new face to be worth it.
Peel off your old skin and put new skin on.
Essentially. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about $10 versus $72.
That's crazy.
Kate, I'd like you to put out your hand and close your eyes.
Oh my God, this is so fun.
Okay.
Oh my God. Ooh.
Right now. Keep them closed.
Oil's
keep them
on
closed.
My hand. I just want to make sure the listeners know what's happening.
Okay. Keep them closed.
Or I just put oil on. Ooh.
Okay. Oh, they're kind of blending into each other. All right. Open your eyes.
Okay.
And
It looks exactly.
Feel both of them.
There's no, I can't tell the difference. It just feels like a nice,
you know what?
Really nice soft oil.
I've put both of them on my face.
Okay.
I can't tell the difference either.
It feels great going on my hand. I love, it's really lightweight.
Yeah. Well, what I think is also hilarious is that the instructions for the Drunk Elephant one say, apply 2 to 3 drops evenly to face, neck, chest, hands, cuticles, backs of arms, feet, or any place needing increased hydration. Now, they're basically telling you to slather it all over your body.
Take this tiny $70 bottle and pour it out in one sitting.
Yeah. So I'm like, how many bottles are they expecting people to go through? Do you want to just look at each bottle and smell them? Be careful. That one's open.
So you would choose the ordinary in this competition?
In this competition.
Yeah.
I would choose the ordinary. I think they're the exact same thing.
You've never noticed a difference.
I've never noticed a difference. The Drunk Elephant one might seem a titch lighter.
Okay.
But I also, I really couldn't tell a difference. They both feel nice.
And the marula oil is a hydrating oil kind of in place of a moisturizer, essentially.
Yeah, right? And when I'm feeling really dry, I'll put the oil on, I'll let it soak in, and then I'll put a moisturizer on top.
Mm.
If I want to go real deep.
Well, yeah. That's a good deal. The $10 marula oil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good deal.
So that's my high low.
I enjoyed doing that taste test.
Yeah, that was fun. Right?
That was fun.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell the difference either.
Well, there we go.
Well, they did it.
It's time to talk to our guest, Anya Yurchishin. Today's guest, who I am so excited to have here, is my dear friend, Anya Yurchishin. Hello, Anya.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Anya is the author of the amazing, beautiful, heart-wrenching memoir, My Dead Parents, which is about her dead parents.
My dead parents.
It comes out this Tuesday, March 27th. And Anya has also written for Esquire, Oprah, N+1, BuzzFeed, Two Serious Ladies, Maud Art, Guernica, and LMA. And she's a frequent contributor to Noon, And her story from Noon 2014, The Director, was included in Best Small Fictions of 2015. She received her MFA in fiction from Columbia and also taught writing there. And we went to high school together.
It's true.
That's so cool.
I know.
We wore a lot of Revlon lipstick.
Oh my God.
I know. You guys were different from me in high school. Just a couple towns away, I was wearing patchwork pants.
I was not.
We were not.
Anya was wearing hot pants.
Yes.
Hot pants. Like booty shorts?
Yes. But goth.
Oh, that's cool.
With fishnets and docks.
Yeah. Patchwork fishnets.
She had a real look that was amazing.
And I was very committed to it.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it weird to, in those moments, you were like, I'm always going to be like this. And then now, 20, 30 years later, you're like, oh.
Blonde lowlights. I would take a gun and shoot myself in the future. You have to wear dark lipstick and white face powder for the rest of your life.
I know. And pluck your eyebrows into oblivion.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah, you're right. We wore such dark lipstick.
Black cherry. And you wore the coffee one.
Coffee bean, maybe?
Coffee bean, I think.
Yeah.
Is that a Clinique?
Revlon.
Revlon. Oh, Revlon. Yeah. But black cherry is Clinique.
It was... Black cherry. No, black honey.
Black honey is
clean.
You're right.
No, the Revlon. Yeah. That was like the goth girl standard.
Yeah. I think I had a black cherry, you know, for special occasions, but coffee bean was like my
junior prom.
My everyday. Brookline High was really.
I wore a lot of foundation, which is so dumb because your skin is never better than it is then.
You know what? That's such a good point.
That is such a good point.
Because I wanted to be so pale and I didn't wear a blush, let alone bronzer hadn't been invented really.
No.
I don't remember Anya wore a lot of foundation or she looked really pale. Like that doesn't, I remember you did have.
I was doing something wrong.
You did have, cool. And we all had that like dark auburn hair.
Yeah.
That box red.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I bet you guys would have scared me if I saw you in the T station in Boston.
Did you come to the Pit in Harvard Square?
Oh yeah, all the time.
That's where we were.
There was a restaurant that had a cigarette machine. Is that what they were called? I don't even remember. Yeah. We'd go buy cigarettes.
Wasn't it the Tasty or something right on the corner, right?
Yeah. And there was also a place where you could buy rolling papers, but I didn't have access to marijuana. So we smoked the inside of peanut shells, which we thought was supposed to get you high. It didn't work.
That sounds difficult to do.
It was awful. I also smoked coffee grinds and on the inside of a tea bag. Rolled in paper to try to impress someone.
It
didn't get crazy. No, I went to an all-girls school. We did not have access to any illegal substances, and so we were just trying to like get the sensation of smoking a cigarette or a joint. It was pretty not cool.
Wow, it was a time.
It was a time.
So, Anya,
yes,
we are so excited to have you. Sitting in front of you is an array of makeup products.
I mean, two Fenty Beauty things that I've cradled in my hands.
Many brushes.
Yes.
And you know, we usually ask our guests about a routine they have that they do for kind of self-care. And you indicated that you would like to discuss your makeup routine. And I'm very excited about this. So can we get into it?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Okay.
Can I ask a question before we start?
Mm-hmm.
Are all the products laid out on the table? Are these you all wear at the same time? Or is this kind of just your makeup collection?
Not all the lipsticks.
That would make sense. Okay. I'm a makeup novice.
But I usually have about 6 on my person, lipstick.
Really?
Yeah. But I would say that...
But like the rest of this is a face?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
Not every day, but often.
Oh, I gotta go. I gotta go on this path.
So walk us through from start to finish.
Sure. I care just as much about skincare, but we'll push that to the side. So I love makeup and I'm not psychotically good at it. But I care a lot about it. And at this point, I figured out what works for me. I do like doing other people's makeup, should you be interested.
Yes.
But I'm mostly, I just do myself. And this is probably a third of my standard makeup collection. Yeah, I'm traveling, so I wanted to travel light. But I am that person who wears makeup to the gym. I wear makeup to CVS. I love it. It simply brings me joy. Going to Sephora is a deeply meditational, beautiful moment for me.
Is it uncomfortable for you to leave the house without makeup?
Absolutely. Okay. And one thing I will say that is now the anchor of my beauty practice, which you don't have any proof of in front of you, are eyelash extensions, which I am not currently wearing because I'm trying to grow my eyelashes out. But normally I have not quite Snuffleupagus or Kim Kardashian, but you can get natural looking eyelash extensions, and I don't. And I don't want them.
You like the real thick.
I like to move air. And I, although, so people say that they don't cause your natural lashes to fall out. They do because they're glued to them, but they grow back. So okay. I'm just in a growing out phase. I've found that the last few times I've gotten them, they just haven't stayed as long. But I would say that, like, I am here to tell the world to get eyelash extensions and to never look back.
Wow.
There is, you know, the kind of equivalent beauty product would be like that red lipstick. The one thing, you know, you're running out. You can only do one thing. If you have eyelash extensions, that is your one thing. You wake up, you are a princess. Your face looks incredible. You honestly don't need to do anything else. They are deeply transformative.
You don't mascara the eyelash extension, right?
People can, but you're not supposed to.
I feel like women on The Bachelor do mascara their eyelash extensions.
That's insane. I mean, part of the point is that you look like you're wearing mascara even eyeliner.
Wow.
But you're really not supposed to wear a lot of other eye makeup with it, let alone certainly nothing oil-based because that can mess with the adhesive. But it's just kind of, you don't need to wear mascara.
I have a couple of questions. Mm. One, how long do they last?
So I can get mine to last up to 5 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And that involves taking crazy good care of them. Like I was saying, I only cleanse with micellar water. Some real devotees, like I've gone down some real Reddit threads, like people shower or wash their face with goggles on. That I can't do. I just don't. So I've just gone with cleansing water.
Goggles? How do they wash their hair if the goggle strap is on their head?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, I admire them.
I do too. No, I think it's cool. I hope to be that crazy soon.
Can you imagine if you were like hooking up with someone and then like it was like the first night you slept over and then they went to get in their shower and they were like putting on goggles like, in the shower.
It's clearly not sexy shower time together.
It's not. You have to have been in a relationship for a little bit to goggle in the
shower.
I mean,
there's a lot of beauty stuff that just takes away the sexy anything time.
That is very true.
But yeah. But that's okay because that's you time.
And my second question is, I have read things about mink eyelash extensions that do not make me want to get mink eyelash extensions because they are very cruel.
So
what is the deal?
I have never gotten those. And my actual understanding was that mink lashes are synthetic.
Oh, okay.
I am almost positive. I could be wrong, but I think they're synthetic. I think there's a health thing there.
Oh, great. What are your eyelash extensions made of?
I don't know, plastic. I'm sure they call them. You know, you can get silk, you can get this and that. I think a lot of it really has to do with just the thickness of the lash itself.
Got it. Okay.
You know, the thickness of each individual lash will affect if you want a fluffy look or, you know, if you end up with a fluffy look or a more dramatic look. You can also use different thicknesses and lengths, you know, depending on what you're going for in different parts of the eye.
I've only had fake eyelashes on once, and it was I went to the Oscars to work. And the makeup artist put them on me and then I was pulling them off the second I was done. Would they have stayed on longer if I had taken care of them?
No, those kinds of lashes.
Those are different.
Those are a one night thing.
There's like a day lash you stick on, but the long term.
And those are uncomfortable generally. Those are heavier.
They felt weird.
And just the glue, they've never really figured that out.
So do you feel the lashes once they're on? Like, are you always aware that you're wearing wings on your eyes?
Not really. Or I at least get used to them.
Okay.
But I would say visually, you do double takes for a good 48 hours. Because it is, it makes a huge difference.
And how much do they cost?
So I'm a hustler, naturally. You can spend, I don't know, I was reading someone goes to someplace in New York and she gets them done every few weeks and it was upwards of $400.
Oh my God.
I know. And maybe she's getting the lashes pulled from the backs of minks. I have no idea. But I go to a place called Red and White Spa. I would totally plug them that I started going to off of Groupon. And they're one of those places
Amazing.
That even without Groupon, you know, whatever their set, I think it's, so I get the glamour set.
Okay.
And I think there's actually one above that, which I cannot imagine how insane those are. Like, you might not be able to open your eyes. But I think they're $75. But it's one of those places that at any point, everything's always 50% off. I have no idea what, like, the actual...
Where is it?
It is... I go to one on Broome Street in Soho.
Okay.
And their technicians are great. I do find that there is a... it's a skill and not everyone is good as everyone else. And there are senior technicians and I think it's worth the extra money to go to a senior technician. But I would say with tip, like, and tipping on the full price, it's about 120 to 140.
It's a big investment.
It is so worth it. I'm never going back.
Wow. I respect that. So, okay. So that's like
that's
your
the
base.
Foundation.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Wow.
So I start with that and then depending, I don't always wear concealer. In fact, I try not to, but life doesn't always work out that way. So I really like the Becca Under Eye Brightening Concealer, which you can look at.
Becca?
I don't know. You don't know Becca?
No, I don't know the brand Becca, but also I don't know Becca.
Is it
B-E-C-C-A?
Yep. Oh. And they do a lot of things. I think of them as mostly doing highlighters.
Cool.
I don't know if that's true.
Ooh, it's pretty.
Is this a Sephora?
That's the one I got you.
Oh.
I've only tried the stuff in the tubes.
Okay.
This is pretty.
It is pretty. And I don't know if it comes in darker shades. So, I mean, this is obviously probably more compatible with fairer skin tones, but it has reflecting qualities that I find are great for dark circles. And I also would sometimes use it like on my nose or around my lips if I want my lipstick to pop more. I've had so many problems with under eye concealer creasing as a lot of people have.
Yes.
And I found that this one doesn't and just blends super nicely.
That's a big issue I've noticed on my own face. When I put that stuff under my eye, like when I walk out the door, it looks great. And then I look in the mirror and it's like, just crinkly streaks.
Yes. Yeah. Gross. It's not worth it. It's better to have bags than those things.
Better to have bags.
Yeah. So I'll start with that. And then depending on what my skin is doing, I will have either put on a moisturizer. I really love Alginist's Genius Anti-Aging Cream.
Okay.
Like, I couldn't love it enough. But if I want even more hydration, I might use Kiehl's Sea Berry Oil and let that soak in for a few minutes after patting it down. It's really nice and really hydrating. And then I like as bare skin as possible. So there isn't any heavy foundation I wear. So the lightest I would use would be Glossier's Skin Tint. And then kind of the heaviest would be this Dior Nude Air Serum.
Ooh.
And that is super light. And I just put a couple of dots or sometimes just one dot on each portion of my face. And then I buff it out with a foundation brush.
Which I don't even know what that is. But now I'm seeing one.
You're seeing one. The one I normally use is from Sephora and it's great, but any firm brush will do.
And you would buff your liquid foundation out.
So I will show.
Example.
I'm going to do this without a mirror, but.
On your face?
On my face. So there's the foundation on my face. And then I would just go in circles out towards my hairline. I think beauty blenders are trash.
Oh, that's what I
know. I know people love them. I find them better for heavier foundation. So I don't need them as much, but I just don't think it creates as nice of a finish.
Is
she blowing your mind?
Yeah. I didn't even know a foundation brush was a thing until just now. I don't own one. I'd never even heard of it.
It's great. And I like the ones that allow you, I mean, yeah. So anything with kind of a flat bottom will let you work in a circular motion. You can get ones that look a bit more like paintbrushes. Mm-hmm. So you would use more like that. And that is fine if that's what you want to do. The one thing you want to make sure not to do is to never, be going in an upwards motion, particularly if you have dry skin, because that is more likely to kind of loosen any skin that hasn't been moisturized or shellacked to your face with some kind of product beforehand. Oh. Oh, I mean, always a well exfoliated and moisturized face.
Fair. Question, Anya.
Yes.
Where do you pick up your beauty knowledge?
Everywhere. I mean, I read a lot of the blogs and sites that most people do. I don't really love YouTube tutorials. Mm-hmm. Once in a while I watch them and those people are just start at a skill level that I don't have. And I often find that they are going for a heavier look than I want.
Yeah. And yeah. Their eye makeup looks amazing.
Right.
But it's artistry. It's not everyday fare.
And that's something I super respect. But there also has been, there've been conversations in the makeup community, which is something I just made up. I don't know if that really exists, but there is a real Instagram makeup look, which is really beautiful. But I find when you encounter that on the street, that it's not the look I'm going for. I love wearing a lot of makeup, but I don't ever want to look super polished. And a lot of that look is extremely polished.
So I'm looking, sorry to interrupt you. I'm looking at you right now and I feel like you've perfected the not wearing any makeup look.
Thank you.
Also, she just got off a plane.
Ugh.
It's true.
I know.
Oh, God.
And she looks so fresh-faced.
Yeah, you do. And your outfit's real cute.
Yeah.
My plane outfit is just sweatpants with holes in the crotch.
I care a lot about looking good when I fly.
I respect that.
Yeah, I actually think it's like a life decision.
It is a life decision. And it's not always. And I still, woke up drooling on myself at some point during the flight. But I, they've really robbed us of all the dignity in that experience. And that's my kind of like, fuck you.
So,
but I will say, there are a few makeup artists I follow on Instagram
who
have, looks, Katie Jane Hughes is one of them, and she experiments a lot. So I feel that even if I don't necessarily copy what she's doing or am at all capable of copying it, should I want to, it's inspiring. But I think it's a lot about finding someone with the aesthetic that you like.
What do you do like to maintain the look of not of like a fresh face, no makeup look? What else goes into it? Because you have a lot of highlighters here.
Mm-hmm.
Is that part of it?
I guess.
Like the dewy skin highlighter situation?
The dewy skin highlighter, I don't really use makeup setting spray, but people swear by that. That's a big Instagram beauty thing.
Oh.
And that you can use for a dewy finish or if people really want a matte look, which is not a look I like, but other people really like it. So that, that you can get one that has the desired effect for you. I will say that like a lot of people, my makeup falls off by the end of the day, which I always find slightly disappointing. So if I'm going to, I spend all day at home, so I don't necessarily put on makeup in the morning, but reapplying is a fact of life.
It is.
Yeah.
So what else goes on your face?
All right. Well, what I was going to say is that before I even get to foundation, I don't normally use primer unless I'm going to an event and I, want to look super good. I think it's just not necessary for everyday wear, but I do like the Smashbox photo primer.
Yes,
I use that. Yeah, I think it's good. And that primer can be great even if you're not wearing a lot of foundation, depending on if you want to minimize pores or oil production. Primer can be really great if you're, especially in a place like LA, if you're worried about too much shine and don't want to be reapplying foundation or powder throughout the day. So it has its place. It also can be great for color correcting. It's just a step I often skip.
I skip it too, unless I'm like going to an event.
Yeah, only if I'm going out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's there.
It's there.
But I don't use it every day. So I might use the Nude Air Serum I mentioned. I also really like the Chanel Aqua Foundation. A product that I have not been able to crack. So if you can talk to someone who can, I would love to listen in. It's this Kevin Aucoin Sensual Skin Enhancer.
Whoa.
that if you look at it, it looks, that's gross. That's a hair.
We all have hairs. Yeah. The cracks of our makeup jars.
Yeah. So it looks, it's a really concentrated foundation, essentially, to the point that at this point, I really only use it for concealer.
Huh.
And so you can either use it the way that I do with my other foundations, which is just a dot here and there. You can mix it with a moisturizer, which is also another way to kind of look a little bit less makeup-y. But I find that it's so good that it's obvious that you're wearing makeup.
Oh, interesting. Maybe it's more of like a red carpet makeup thing.
It is. I wore it at your wedding.
Oh my God.
Which didn't have red carpet, but it did, you know.
You were both at my wedding.
It's true.
So yeah. Was Elvis. I mean,
that's right.
Thank God yes, I was wearing was. This. But I felt that I was wearing like foundation.
Right.
And another thing with when you're wearing heavier foundation is that you then have to wear more blush and more bronzer and more other things.
Right. And then it layers on.
Yeah. And then you're just wearing a lot of face. But if you wear a lighter foundation, then whatever else is going on in your face will show through in a good way, which I like.
Okay.
Wow.
So then what?
So then I would go with bronzer, which I use to contour.
Oh, I don't do that.
So this brush I love. This is a Pat Mc... I would say brushes matter.
Okay.
They matter so much. What I find matters is having the shape that matches the product that you're using. This happens to be a nice brush. It's Pat McGrath. It came with her highlighter set that's actually sold out, which is a shame because it is amazing.
She's a big deal makeup artist.
She's
right?
A big,
like the biggest
big
deal makeup deal. Artist.
I would say celebrity makeup yeah. artist. Yeah, and also now that she has her own line,
she's Beyonce's makeup artist.
I can't say that for sure.
I might have to cut this because I don't know exactly, but I thought she was. Okay, I'm going to Google later.
So her highlighter set, which I think was the first thing she put out, was called Skin Fetish, and it came with this brush, which you can find at Sephora or many other places. And it's basically, it's not too firm, and if you look at it, it's not super dense. And something that's good about that is that it helps diffuse product. So if I were to put on, let's say... my bronzer, which is what I use, is the Hourglass ambient bronzer in light. If I were to put it on with this brush, which is firmer and more dense, I could do like a super strong contour line and like Kardashian it out. This is hard to do with headphones, but if I use it with this brush, I can just kind of go in and it's much lighter. I don't know if you
intrigued.
Can really tell with me doing this with headphones.
You can.
So, both brushes work. It just matters what you're going for. And especially with the like no makeup makeup or another thing I'm kind of going for is like, did she just have sex 5 seconds ago? I don't want my makeup to look super done. So this is a great brush for that.
Okay. So you've highlighted you've contoured your
cheek. So I've contoured
with a gentle
under
highlight.
My cheekbones. Some people contour a little higher. The standard thing with contouring, I mean, whatever, you can go crazy and contour your nose and everything else. Some people, the most common thing is to go in a 3. So you start kind of on the edge of your forehead, then go in kind of halfway under your cheekbone, and then you go out towards your jaw. That just feels a little unnecessary. Okay. So I mostly just do cheekbone. Sometimes if I want to look sun-kissed, I might go in on the forehead, but whatever. Then I will use my highlighter, of which I have many. The 3 I brought with me to LA. 2 are Fenty. I think I love everything I've tried from Fenty Beauty. I also love Rihanna, so that makes sense. I believe that she also does a highlighter stick. That is not what we're looking at. We're looking at a palette that has 2 different shades. So the ones I have, one that's kind of gold, 2 shades of gold, has Lightning Dust and Fire Crystal. And one that's a bit more peach gold is Girl Next Door and Chic Freak.
The peach gold one is, I would think of it as a blush, but it's a highlighter?
It's a highlighter. But what's great about these is that I put one of them on Dory as an eyeshadow, and it looks great.
Oh.
And so I find you can use them as highlighter, as blush, as eyeshadow. So they're really, really great multi-purpose product. And I like these in particular because each has 2 shades.
Would you take one big brush and like blend the 2, or you just use...
So with these in general, and then the other one I brought is one from the Pat McGrath Skin Fetish, which kind of looks like nothing in its container, but is kind of in this container that I can't open, is actually like really high beam.
That's really
pink,
pretty.
And is like beautiful and holographic
on
an eyelid.
Oh, I like that.
Let me tell you.
Oh, where do I get Pat McGrath makeup? At Sephora?
At Sephora, and she has her own website.
Oh, look what I've been missing all
you
these
have
years.
Been, you honestly have been missing. You've also been saving a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, that is true.
So I would usually go in, if I'm using it only as highlighter, you can use your finger. I'm a big believer in using fingers, although I might be moving out of that because I used to believe in applying foundation with my fingers and now I don't. So who knows,
okay.
But fingers are fine. So I would use a smaller firm brush and let's say I'm using Girl Next Door, the peachy pink. And I would go in. I did not understand this for a long time. Like they say to do it on your cheekbone. And I just didn't want to know where my cheekbone was.
I don't, still don't.
So it's, you know, a good rule of thumb is wherever the light will hit you.
Okay.
You know, because we're obviously well lit at all times. And so I would go along the cheekbone and then sometimes extend upwards in a C to above the eyebrow.
I'm 100% putting highlighter in the wrong spot. I like just take the stick and rub it on my cheek.
Yes. You want it to hit the bone.
Oh, shit.
So I find that that makes that the, just it gets what you want to happen. And you could buff that out if you want, but it depends just, again, how strong you want the look to be. But I really like these are not, I mean, there's a whole range of shades. Like, you know, this gold that I put on Dory's eyelid is much more subtle.
Yeah.
But I would say in general, these are pretty amplified. So they're highlighters you might be able to see from space, which is awesome. If I'm going out, I would also put some on the bridge of my nose.
Sure.
Then on my Cupid's bow and on my chin. Oh, also something really fun in the corners of your eyes.
Oh yeah, I like that.
Very pretty.
Oh yeah.
Right? Hi.
Yeah.
So I would do that. Then I would go for my blush. I have a few, but one I'm really loving right now is this Burberry number 11. And
wait, I didn't even know Burberry like had blush.
They have fancy, fancy makeup.
Sorry, and I are like, too. It's like we've never seen makeup before.
I also have a Burberry lipstick here, but look at this, so brown.
Oh,
and
wow.
You would think not that interesting, especially compared to something like NARS Orgasm, which is something I wear.
I have that.
We all have it, but it actually is super pretty, and I find sometimes. I mean, I actually love it when people wear a lot of blush and go for that super flushed look. It's not something I do particularly successfully, but going more brown was something I wasn't planning. And then this was something I was just playing with and ended up falling in love with.
Here's a question that I have never figured out. How do you experiment with makeup? Do I just have to buy a bunch of makeup or can I just go stand into Sephora when it's slow?
Or when it's busy.
I just don't know how to go play with makeup without spending $1,000 on it, which I'm not going to do because makeup overwhelms me and I don't know.
No, of course. So I would say Sephora is a great place to start. Sometimes looking online beforehand can be helpful, but actually you're always going to be exposed to more stuff just when you go in and play in person. I love Sephora and I don't want to say anything bad about them, especially because I'm a VIB Rouge, which means I spend a gajillion dollars there. But part of what comes with that is that I can get a full makeover at any time on demand for free. And I will say that their makeup artists are at different talent levels.
Right. So you could get
get someone who is either not your aesthetic or someone who's really more of a salesperson, or you could get a professional makeup artist. But if you can find someone you like, or even just find someone and say, this is what I'm going for, I'm interested in these particular products, they will spend 45 minutes playing around with you.
If you're not VIB Rouge, can you pay for that?
You can pay for that. And I think it's $50, like, you know, redeemable towards product or whatever. So you're not just doing that. The one thing that I would say, Sephora can be super overwhelming to people, which I understand. But even, you know, the problem with let's say, department store beauty counters or beauty sections. I mean, they're like the Bergdorf Goodman one, like just that floor is heaven to me. But you're anyone you talk to is going to work with one brand.
Right.
And they're also going to be giving you a hard sell. No one's ever giving you a hard sell at Sephora. So even though the environment might be much easier to navigate, I find that, I find that the level of attention they give me always makes me spend more money than I wanted to.
Yeah. Just
because I feel
stores.
Guilty. Yeah, at department stores. And that they just don't have the ability, if they work for, say, Charlotte Tilbury, who I love, to recommend someone else's foundation.
Right.
So Sephora can be really good for that reason. But as we've discussed on Facebook, you can return things. If you buy something that you don't love, they don't want you to keep it.
Yeah, I love that about Sephora.
And that's really important. So I do think that, like, I hate shopping for clothes, so I will just buy things online, try it, like, so much stuff, try it on, send it all back. You can do that with Sephora.
Also at Costco. And I just have to once again shout out Costco.com and Costco. The selection changes, but they have amazing high quality products.
What, facial products?
Oh yeah. Skincare.
Really?
Makeup. Oh, everything. Hair dryers, appliances.
She got a new face.
I get everything at Costco.
New face.
Yeah. I got a new face.
Yeah. So, okay. So,
then I would start doing my eye stuff. So normally I don't do a ton of eye stuff because of my enormous eyelashes, which I am naked without. Like, I hate myself, just so you know. I feel disgusting.
No. Without the eyelashes.
Yeah.
Other times. Any other time you love yourself.
Other times I'm like, okay, I'm a princess. Right now I'm like, I am disgusting. As Dory has said, eyeshadow primer is the real deal. I don't believe in face primer necessarily, or don't think it's that important. If you're not using eyeshadow primer, why are you even using eyeshadow?
What primer do you use? Because the only primer I know of is the MAC primer I've been using.
So I haven't found a huge difference in any of them. I'm not actually sure how to pronounce it. It's a drugstore brand, NYX.
Oh yeah, NYX is great. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, they have really good stuff. And that's actually something that comes up a lot in terms of when people are talking about drugstore brands. Like, they seem to be they have a lot of cool products. So their primer is actually, they may have more than one, but the one I use isn't clear. It has a white base, and which I feel helps color pop. But without eyeshadow primer, I feel that it is just gone from my eyelids in an hour.
I completely
agree. It's not like it smears, it just goes away.
Completely agree.
Yeah, I have the same experience.
Yeah.
So always start with that. My biggest love is purple eyeshadow.
Oh.
And I don't have my favorite one with me. It's Laura Mercier's African Violet. I have hazel eyes, so I, of course, think purple makes my green eyes pop, which they're not green. But I also think purple eyeshadow secretly looks beautiful on everyone. So I brought this tiny Vizart palette here just because it kind of has everything. And it also has a nice purple, which looks really extreme, almost like kind of a Bordeaux color, but is very light on. And then it also has this really nice matte brown that I find is perfect for natural makeup. I was very anti matte eyeshadow because I didn't understand them and had never used them. I always wanted something with shimmer because I thought it added more dimension, but I actually think you can do as much, if not more, with matte eyeshadow if you're using one for a base color and then you go in with a slightly darker color on top. So I am a woman who is not in possession of a lot of eyelid, which is something that kills me because I would probably not be into a no makeup makeup look if I had more eyelid. But the most exciting things I can really do are kind of one color for base, you know, darkening the outer crease and then bringing that color up, towards the top crease. That's like the closest thing to a smoky eye I can get without looking like someone's punched me or that I just actually have no eyes. So eyeshadow doesn't get too crazy for me beyond that. Eyeliner, I've never been very good at, but I do love also Laura Mercier. They have these eyeshadow caviar sticks, and I use their eyeshadow sticks as eyeliner, and I will tight line my waterline on top and then tight line it on the bottom, which means like not underneath your lashes, going actually in there often touching your eyeball, sometimes drawing on it, sometimes ripping your contact lens out with it as you go. But I really love the tight-lined look. And I think it's great. And then you can also always smudge out from there as opposed to lining a bit lower and then smudging out, and then it's just on your cheeks.
Even just the terminology, I don't even know. Smudge out. Like just the, like I feel like I've missed an education. Well, now I've just received
you
it.
You just got just one.
It. Just
and
get
that's what's
it.
Really yeah. important. And then do you finish with a lip?
So before I do the lip, this is a new product in my life, and I'm hoping it's going to be a product in your life too, because I love it. And this is something that someone showed me. I found a makeup artist who I liked at Sephora. Her name is Celeste. She's at the one in Soho on Broadway. She was incredible. She totally got it. Everything I wanted. She did not Sharpie my eyebrows, like all of that stuff. It really worked. So this is a Givenchy powder. You've probably seen it. It comes in these, like, it has these four little quadrants. And what is it? It's Prism Libre, pronounced some way. And I have the rose color, but there are ones that are more color correcting. So some of the powders they have are blue and green. You can get it with a more golden sheen. And so I will just finish on top with this. And I just find that it sets a really nice, healthy glow.
That is lovely.
No, it is insane. I had no idea. And also I find that it sets the under eye concealer beautifully.
Can I look at it?
Please.
What if I accidentally spill it?
You won't. Or if you do, it's okay.
You know, the holes are shaped in tiny G's. That makes me charmed immediately.
It's also one of those products. I don't know if this really counts as self-care, that makes me happy when I look at it.
Totally. It's so beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I think that's like a weird, valid part of consumerism and self-care is like there's something about a product that it can become like a treasure.
Oh, do you know
absolutely.
What I mean?
Yes. It looks like a little gift.
It is a little gift.
Yeah. And it's when you're giving yourself.
It's when I'm giving myself, and I'm very much worth it.
I love the way that looks on your skin.
Yeah.
Thank
it's
you.
Beautiful.
No, it's incredible. And you know, this shade in particular might not be for everyone, particularly if you're naturally kind of pinkish, but you can get other colors. It's great. Like I have worn it without foundation and it looks great.
What?
It just does it all. And I think I have such disdain for powder because of wearing too much powder in high school and all of those kinds of problems. And it's so finely milled that it just doesn't settle into any creases or anything. It's great. Everyone needs to buy it. They can send me a lot free. I think they should. So then, depending on pretty much my mood, since my general makeup doesn't change that much, although I do, I guess, kind of adhere to the rule, like if I'm wearing darker eye makeup, I will often wear a lighter lip, which I also just think is a nice look. But I like a well-defined lip. I usually go pinkish, although I don't know what you're looking.
I just want to see what
so that's
is.
Great. I love the NARS. I love the NARS pencils.
They're so easy to use.
They're so easy to use, and I find they last really well. That's a matte one. They're satin ones that are a little more moist are also great. This is something I'm really obsessed with. I don't think I can put on without a mirror, but it is a Korean lip tint. And they sell it with makeup remover, which I didn't understand until I put it on and it stayed on for like 18 hours.
Wow.
I wasn't wearing it before, so I don't know how it will go over the other lipstick, but it is, I don't know. This is looking very messy, but it is super intense, and I've never really understood tints because I guess I've always thought about like the benefit tint that everyone wore, the red one. Because most tints are supposed to be, I think, are supposed to be really kind of light and just kind of, you know, like, oh, I was eating some berries.
Just right. a tint.
This is you have vampire mouth. Like it's a beautiful deep red.
No, it's insane.
And it's shiny.
And it will not go anywhere. And it will dry. It will dry.
Can I look at
it? Yeah, please. And I also really like the delivery mechanism.
Peripera is the name of the brand. Cushion Tint Pang.
Yes.
Cushion Pang Tint. I don't know. Pang Cushion Tint.
Unclear. So you really can get that on Amazon. They actually have a store in New York on 14th Street, which is cool.
Oh, cool.
And something that I'm not able to do, and I don't actually know the right way to describe it, but there is a pretty popular trend that people use lip tint for where they only use it in the middle of their lips. It's almost, it's like reminiscent of geisha-ish, or like maybe you were having a popsicle, but it's very much, it kind of changes the shape of the lips. And then you would use that and then kind of match the color on your cheeks so you look like quite flushed, which is very beautiful, but I haven't been able to figure it out. I think it's also only for teenagers, which is something I normally don't believe in. but lip-wise, I mean, I love Bite, which is what these two things are.
Those are pretty.
This is Rhubarb, which is very similar. I wear, like, I'm one of those people that has 20,000 lipsticks that are all the same color. Although this is a red of theirs. And actually, this is something I didn't know about Sephora. The way that they have a match for your skin, they have a thing that matches your lips, that figures out the right lipsticks for you. And that helped me figure out the right lipstick for me. And they were right. And I was about to buy the wrong one. And they stopped
so
me.
So did you just go into Sephora and say, can I use the lipstick machine?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know there was such a thing.
I didn't either.
I feel like they don't really talk about it. They always do the Color IQ for foundation. Like, they won't shut up about that. But I don't know. This was great. Oh, so I love Bite. I love NARS.
Is Bite a brand?
Bite is a brand.
Okay. Bite is a brand.
I love Charlotte Tilbury. That's this. This is one of... Oh, Bond Girl. you know, just swatch this on your hand. So I was actually in Sephora doing whatever I do normally in Sephora.
That is pretty.
And I saw someone wearing this and I like lunged at her and I really startled her and she didn't speak English. I think she thought I was maybe accusing her of shoplifting. and I was just like, you know, what lipstick are you wearing? And so she pulled it out and she showed me. So it's Charlotte Tilbury Bond Girl. And it's kind of like a God, this is going all over my face. It's this really beautiful, deep rose. And it is possibly my favorite lipstick. It's great.
It's really pretty.
It's really pretty. It looks good on everyone also. And then I like the Pat McGrath lipsticks a lot, although I do not love their matte ones, the matte trance. I like whatever their not matte trance ones are.
And this is all just trial and error.
Mm-hmm. Especially with lipstick. I mean, at this point, I kind of have a sense, but you are never really sure what the undertones are going to be. But I mean, I enjoy playing with makeup, even though I don't really learn that much anymore because I've been, you know, using it for so long. Although, you know, highlighter is something from the past few years. And again, I just figured out where my cheekbones are.
Well, there's always going to be something new. I mean, trends will change.
I mean, something I hope there's always something new because I love it.
Oh, there will be.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Your makeup life with us.
Yeah, this is incredible.
I feel like I have such a window into your soul.
You do.
And this is soothing for you to put on. Like when we talk about self-care, this process feels good for you.
It does. One thing I will say is that my makeup takes me well under 10 minutes. Like I want to say 5, but that seems possibly not true, especially if I'm letting an oil dry or something. But this is fast. Like I could have put makeup on all of us in the time I've been discussing it. So even though I'm using a lot of products, I have it down.
Yeah.
And so it's not particularly time consuming. So that 6 minutes is a period of deep joy, but it is not like people who spend an hour. I don't understand what anyone could do for an hour with their makeup.
Right, right.
And I'm sure they're doing something else besides putting on their makeup, but it just for me doesn't take that long.
Wow.
I'm never going to be the same. I really do feel like I've changed.
You're welcome.
I mean, I'm going to go buy some of this now, which is just the worst part of anything because it's like more money I've got to spend because I need that Bond Girl stuff.
And I need that Givenchy.
I do too. I want
everyone that. Everyone needs that powder.
But also, let's not forget that Pat McGrath highlighter.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I mean,
and the Fenty.
Should we just take this all?
Don't take it. No,
that would be unfair.
I would be so upset.
Oh, I know. Can you, if your makeup bag got stolen, would you be devastated?
Yes. And it would be such an investment to get it all back.
Well, that's the other crazy thing about everything that's in front of us. Makeup, the brushes.
Yeah.
It is an investment.
Yeah.
Although, again, I think a lot of the brushes I have here, I got in some kind of large set on Amazon for under $20. That's one of them.
Wow.
So it's not that expensive brushes aren't great, but they just don't have to be expensive.
Right. We will have Anya's whole routine on our website. Yeah. So
you can steal every single one of these items. I mean, not really take them from her, but
yeah.
Take them from me.
Listen, this was amazing.
This was amazing for me.
Thank you so much. We are so excited for your book to come out.
Yeah,
and we can't wait to see your makeup on tour.
I'm already thinking about it.
So,
I literally cannot wait.
I know.
A different face for every city.
Exactly.
I mean, maybe not a different face, different lip color.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
It was my pleasure.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
So I need to just go out and buy like apparently a whole new makeup bag.
Anya is a revelation.
Yes.
She was like having a workshop.
Essentially.
She was amazing.
We should have had her actually do our makeup.
Next time.
Yeah, totally. So Kate.
Yes.
Your intention last week was to read books.
Yeah. I'm doing it.
What are you reading?
Well, I told you about Starlight Nights, which I finished.
Yes, yes.
And I just picked up my friend Amy Kaufman's book, Bachelor Nation.
Okay.
So I'm going to start that. And I'm also reading a romance book called How Not to Fall. And I just bought the sequel so that I have another thing to read after.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm ready. I'm doing it.
That's amazing.
And it feels so good.
You know, and I also realize I think we have a discount code for our reader, for our listeners, for Page Habit.
What is it?
It's Forever 35.
Oh, you guys, you got to do it.
Yeah. So we'll put that on the website and in the show notes because it's great. Kate loves it.
And
I love it too.
They changed my life by giving me this latest book. So thank you, Page Habit. Your intention last week was to finish The Purge, and we talked about it.
We talked about
it. You're so close.
I'm so close. So I feel good. I feel good about those intentions. What about this week, Kate? What's your intention?
Mine is so broad, but it's just trying to be present.
Yes.
Calm myself down when I start to feel the panic arising and just like stay in the moment and ground myself. And then I just also make lists. It really helps me if I list out everything rather than having the tasks pop into my brain and then disappear and then me freaking out.
Yeah. I think that's great.
Thank you. I'll let you know how it goes in a week.
Okay.
Dory.
Yes.
You're about to embark on a journey.
I'm about to embark on an epic journey
to
to Disney World.
I'm so jealous.
So my husband is a real Disney person, and we're going to Disney World for 4 nights. And I like Disney. I find it very overwhelming. My intention is to not get overwhelmed and to try to just go with it.
That's great.
Yeah. So that's my goal. I bought a fanny pack.
Good.
And a big hat.
I was going to say, can you buy some mouse ears?
I actually have mouse ears from our last trip to Disney World with my name on the back.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You kind of just have to embrace the madness.
Yes. I thought you were going to say embrace the magic.
I mean that too. Embrace Mickey. Just live in it.
Just live. Yeah.
That's a good intention. I hope you have much fun.
Thank you. So I think that just about does it for today.
All right. Well, let's read the formal part, shall we?
Okay.
All right. Here it is. Forever 35.
Is hosted and produced by Kate Spencer and Dori Shafrir and produced and edited by Sammy Junio. Please leave us Apple Podcast reviews. It really helps people find the show. And next week, we have Mary H.K. Choi on the podcast. And she is an amazing YA author of a book called Emergency Contact, and you are going to love her conversation.
Yeah, she's super cool.
Yeah.